Welcome to the Connection Equation, where it's all about improving your relationship with yourself and others. I'm Jaina Swan, your expert guide to building your community with confidence. This podcast explores the art and the science behind connecting with yourself and others on a whole new level. Join me as we redefine success, go beyond the numbers, and build relationships that resonate. It's no longer just about what you do. It's about who you are. So let's get into this week's show. So, how do you rebrand after doing the same thing for years and years, right? I mean, rebranding in business is very similar to stepping into a new personal identity. So either you're coming at this episode from the perspective of rebranding in the business sense or rebranding in a personal sense. Just figure out what works for you and you can use this episode to get there. So I take it you're probably experiencing or in this moment of total life transformation. It's kind of like what happens when you get married or you become a mother. Or you get sober for the first time, or maybe you connect with a new religion or spirituality belief system. What it's doing is literally taking everything from how you think, talk, behave, perceive the world, or even relate to the people around you, and it's changing it at its core. So why? Why would we choose to go through all of the effort, energy, and sacrifice to rebrand ourselves? Well, maybe you feel like you've outgrown your current brand or identity due to the phase of life that you're in. Maybe you lack fulfillment in the area that you're currently focusing on your content. Because at one point it filled your cup and now it's empty. Maybe you're making a transition in your personal life, like you're moving somewhere new or you're going through a divorce, you're having a baby, and it's just a shift in your priorities. So your content is going to shift along with you. Maybe times have changed and your messaging or brand image just need a modern reboot. Or everything just feels heavy and like you're meeting resistance at every single turn. Or something that you once loved is now something you're bored with. Or you just want to explore something new. You want to learn something new. You want to get curious again. If any of those are what you're experiencing, then this is the perfect episode for you. Because I'm going to show you exactly how you can rebrand after doing years and years of doing the same thing over and over. So, simply put, just trust yourself and go all in. Because judging yourself is only going to make this process harder. It's going to keep you in your head versus dropping you into your heart. So before we dive in, what is branding? Well, Jeff Bezos said it best. Branding is what people say about you when you are not in the room. More specifically, how do we rebrand? How do we get people to say new things? What are the steps? So let's dive in. The first one is just decide what is no longer working. So is it your area of focus that's not working? Is it the brand image? Is it the messaging? Is it your audience? Figure out what's not working. And then number two, you have to decide what's going to be included in the rebrand. And you're going to set a deadline and a time frame. Because not all rebrands are starting over from scratch. Sometimes we're just, doing a slight pivot or a partial tweak, some few updates here and there. Some companies, they keep their core. They keep their name, their slogan, mission, and vision. They only change the surface level structure. Things like logos or colors, maybe the stories they're using or the online imagery on their social platforms. So really comes down to what do you think needs it? Is it a facelift or is it a full identity overhaul? Just ask yourself and then set a realistic deadline. Set a time frame to keep you on track and accountable. The next step is that you want to do your market research. You want to speak to your ideal client. Figure out who that is. Who are you trying to reach? And then have real, genuine conversations with them. Figure out, what are their pains? What are their struggles? What are the things that they can't sleep at night because they're thinking about these over and over? What are their wants? Where do they want to be? Who do they want to be? What do they want to experience? And what are their needs? What is it in this moment that they truly need that you know you can offer? Look at what's already working for others. What are other people who are doing the same thing that you're looking to do and just model them? What worked? What didn't? Follow in their footsteps. It's not a point to recreate the wheel. If you're looking to invent something new and be innovative, and then that might be a little different, but there's still going to be someone who has components of what you're doing and you can learn from them. So determine where it is you're going and what you're doing through doing quality market research. Then the next step is to reestablish your brand's audience and market. And these are each very different. So you want to know, who are you speaking to? Who exactly are you speaking to? Instead of generally trying to speak to everybody, I want you to think of one single person. Figure out who that is. Also, know your market. Market is more general. What's the size of the market? How many of these individual people are out there? What's the size, their demographics? And then get specific, creating that avatar, that ideal client avatar, ICA, I may refer to. And that avatar is one person that represents this market of people that you're speaking to. And the more you know that, the more you can drill down on who that is, the more you can create content that speaks to them. To where they're listening to your podcast and they go, that's me. Where they're watching your videos and you go, oh my gosh, literally that just happened to me the other day. It's like she's reading my journal. It's like she's in my head. And those are the comments you want, because at that point, you know, you are onto something. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to redefine, if necessary, your company's vision, mission, and values, because this is the core of who we are. If you're looking at this from a personal identity standpoint, this is your identity, your values, and your beliefs. If you're looking at it from a business perspective, that's your vision, your mission, and your values. Now, if it's necessary, just consider shifting these, because these core components are what bring together the brand. This is what people are talking about you for. They know what your values are, and they share that with their friends because of that. And your values, your mission, and your vision allow you something to filter everything that you do. Every choice you make is filtered through these. So by shifting them, it makes the choices a little easier. The next step is, if necessary, rename your company. The rebrand is a perfect time to choose something that's clear over clever. Because when you first started your business, you probably thought, oh, this rhymes or this is cute. But is it searchable? In this day and age, where everything is a search engine, every hashtag you use, everything you search on Google, it's all searchable. SEO matters. And the first touch point that someone has is the name of your company. So even though clever things are cute, cute things don't scale. Be clear in your communication. It is exactly what it is that you do and you offer. And your name is a perfect place to do that. So now is the time. Now is the time to sit down, rename your company, start from scratch, rebuilding that brand, and look at things that actually can be searchable. That way you show up more in Google. That way you show up more on social media. When someone is looking for something, you pop up. The next thing you want to do after renaming, if you choose to, is to rework your brand's slogan to fit your new focus. Now that you have a new mission, vision, and values, you want to make sure that your focus fits and your slogan fits. So ask yourself, does this slogan embody the essence of the brand in its new direction? Ask yourself if your current slogan can be shortened, or if any of the words are outdated. Maybe you can use new slang depending on what generation you're trying to target. All of these things are things to consider, right? The next one would be looking at your brand identity in the sense of a visual context, looking at your logo, your colors, your website and social media imagery. How do you visibly represent yourself online? Allow yourself the time to do some research on color theory. Color theory is so important because it explores how colors affect our emotions and our perceptions. You can truly shift someone's perspective on your business based on the colors that you use on your website, on your social media, and your logo. This presence is your visual identity, and that's something that you want to be immediately noticeable. Sometimes we can actually look at a specific blue and think of, well, what was once Twitter and is now X. Or we might see it a different color blue and think Facebook or Meta, whichever. These companies are all people who have really leaned into specific colors for specific reasons because it makes a great first impression. And that first impression, that initial moment when they see that logo or see that website, it does have an impact on a psychological level. So what it's doing is it's creating that emotional connection to the brand. And these colors have a huge influence on that without having to use any words at all. What it's doing is it's anchoring in those who visit your website, your audience, and your clients. It's anchoring them into specific thoughts and feelings about your brand before they read anything at all. So here are a few just that you can get an idea of what color theory can do for you. The color red can often bring the feelings of excitement, strength, love, and energy. Passion is also associated with red. We have orange, which is confidence, success, bravery, and sociability. We have yellow, which is creativity, happiness, warmth, and cheer. We have green, which is nature, healing, freshness, and quality. Blue represents trust, peace, loyalty, and competence. Pink is compassion, sincerity, sophistication, and sweetness. Purple can bring the feeling of royalty, luxury, spirituality, and ambition. Brown is dependable, rugged, trustworthy, and simple. Black is formality, dramatic, sophistication, and security. And white is clean, simplicity, innocence, and honest. As I read through these, I'm sure you're thinking of different logos in each of these colors that you go, that's right. Green, definitely with Whole Foods, makes me think of freshness and quality, right? White and black are both colors Apple uses to be able to have sophistication and that clean simplicity. Each and every brand was very thoughtful. And so you also should be thoughtful with the colors that you associate with your brands. The next thing you would want to do is to plan a relaunch. Planning that relaunch of your new brand using your email newsletter, your social media pages, or any groups that you have, a blog, podcast, website, or any other platforms you use. What you're going to want to do, big or small, doesn't matter. You can choose what your relaunch is like. But what you want to do is you want to keep your audience in the loop. And what you're doing is you're building anticipation. It's getting them excited for these changes versus being a little bit weary of what's changing. Get them excited about what's coming. Paint that vision for them and build up to it. That way they can be bought in on the change too. And then the last thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make an announcement and boldly tell everybody where you are headed so that they can decide either to jump on or off the train. Because if you have been headed in one direction for so long, maybe that person doesn't want to go where you're going. And that's okay. Because when you clearly communicate the new direction that you are going, people can choose if they're still interested or not. And those who stay are true fans, while those who leave just weren't a good fit. And that's okay. Not everybody has to be a great fit moving forward. In fact, they're doing you a favor by just removing themselves. So, here are some examples of some people who have had an amazing feat of doing rebranding, not once, not twice, but many, many times. We have people like Miley Cyrus has gone through so many phases in her career that we could sit back and just go, yep, the girl has evolved. We have Lady Gaga also has shown up in many different ways, from wearing meat on a dress to doing all sorts of other crazy things. She does not allow her brand to lock her into anything. Taylor Swift just did her Eras Tour. What a clear representation of all of the evolution that she's gone through. Each and every album being slightly different, going from country to pop to all these heartbreak songs. You have noticed the shifts, but anytime she's changed, we have accepted it. We have welcomed her rebrand. So don't fear rebrands. The best of the best in their industries often use them to be able to keep things new and vibrant and lively. And then I know you guys are all into business, and so you likely know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, or Gary V. He also has done massive rebrands. He started off in just wine, doing the wine library. Then he got into marketing, then sports, then NFTs, now V Friends, and on and on and on. Gary gets his hands in all sorts of different things. And we see it all as the same brand. The same person who's talking to us about NFTs is talking to us about garage sales. The same person who's giving us an amazing marketing advice is also advising us on the best cheap wines to buy. The same person, because all of these different aspects are aspects of him, which make it his brand. And these are the ways that people talk about him when he's not in the room with them, which is exactly what makes up brand. Another great figure to look at is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He started in Austria and then moved to the US. And then once he was in the US resident, he became a bodybuilder. And he went to the Olympia and won 6 times in a row. And then he went on to a new career as an actor, which everybody said, you're never going to be able to become an actor when you're that big of a human. Well, he acted in 53 movies since then. And then went from an actor to a role as a director. And then went from a role as a director to the Governator, not once, but twice. And now he's writing books as an author. All of these different things have made up the brand of Arnold Schwarzenegger that we know today, each and every one layering and layering, kind of like lasagna, where we start to know more and more about who he is. None of them taking away from his character, all building it. Then we have Inky Johnson, you may or may not have heard of. He was once a college football player, and then his football career ended in 2006 when he had a massive injury that permanently paralyzed his right arm. Then he finished his studies in psychology and then became a motivational speaker, which is what he's known for today, being able to help people overcome their difficulties when their path changes. So all of these people able to make massive rebrands and us not seeing them less for it. In fact, seeing them better for it. Now, some of these people were forced into change, like Icky. Others chose the change, like Arnold. And the rest, they just naturally evolved over time. So I want you to remember that resistance in life is a sign of lack of rapport. Now, this could be resistance with others, showing you that you have a lack of rapport with the other person. Or it could be that you have a lack of rapport with your own unconscious mind. Now, what that means is that you are simply not in alignment with your higher calling. You are not on your path. You are not living your purpose in life. And that's okay. I have been there too in my life where I just kept meeting resistance and thought, it's okay, I'll push harder. It's okay, I'll try this other way. And I kept trying to get around the resistance instead of seeing it as a sign, instead of realizing that it's just an opportunity to recognize that I'm not on my path and that there's something better out there for me. Because sometimes things just happen. You know, the right people come into your life. The right opportunities just pop up. You find the things that you've desired for so long, they just simply start showing up, almost like magic. You know, have you ever had that moment? Now, what you're experiencing there is you're in complete alignment with your unconscious. You are completely on path. This is what happens when you live from your heart, when you trust your intuition, and when you show up for the sake of being present and being you versus living in your head. It's the difference between attracting than chasing. So I want you to dive into this next activity. This is it. Ask yourself these questions. You can pause to write them down and use them as journal prompts, or you can simply ask yourself in your mind as I read through them. But this is your activity for this episode. Ask yourself, who do you see your brand becoming? How do you want the brand to make people feel? What do you want the brand to be known for? How does this new version of your brand show up in the world? What is your new message? Who do you want to surround yourself with? This is colleagues, collaborators, audience members, clients. What could you talk about for hours and hours, not getting tired, bored, or run out of things to say, share, or teach? What 5 core values would your brand need to have to make this possible? What beliefs would you have to sustain to be able to maintain this new identity? What other brands can you model? I'm going to read this one more time, just a little bit faster for you. Who do you see the brand becoming? How do you want the brand to make people feel? What do you want the brand to be known for? How does this new version of your brand show up in the world? What is your new message? Who do you want to surround yourself with? Colleagues, collaborators, audience, and clients? What could you talk about for hours and not get tired, bored, or run out of things to say, share, or teach? What 5 core values would your brand need to have for this to be possible? What beliefs would you have to sustain this new identity? And what other brands can you model? I'm really hoping that this gives you the permission that you have been seeking to be able to make the shifts that you've had on your heart and mind. I personally am on my 4th rebrand in 8 years. And I know that each and every time it was difficult at first to seemingly give up on what I had built. You know, the sunk cost fallacy. I've put this much time, this much money, and this much energy into it. I can't let it go. Well, I offer you a perspective shift. Because it's not starting over. It's simply starting again. This time you have more wisdom, knowledge, experiences, connections, and likely resources than you did the first time. Once I did make my shifts, I've always felt that I was on the top of the world once I made that rebrand. Like I was getting a fresh start. Like all the weight had lifted off of me and the resistance that I was feeling was simply gone. Because I trusted my intuition. Rebranding for me reduced my mental fatigue. It refueled my passion and ultimately it was a direct reflection of my personal involvement over the years. Because if you're like me, you're always growing. And if you're always growing, you're always evolving. So who I was last year is not who I am today, which means it's time for a rebrand. And with every rebrand, I found more clarity and more purpose on my path. So if this was an episode that you felt like you were just clung to every single word and on the edge of your seat, then you're likely in a moment of transformation for yourself. So I'm going to offer you this opportunity to have a guide. I have a program that I've been building called SHIFT. SHIFT stands for Shifts Happening Internally for Transformation. It's for those who are struggling to shift your personal identity or your brand identity. Those who want a step-by-step guide to processing the old so that you can make room for the new. Those who need a shift in your behaviors for health, personal, or relationship purposes, and you just don't know where to start to be able to get those new desired behaviors to become your go-to. Those who are ready to jump careers, overhaul your health, and attract a new circle of friends who support the new version of you. Those who have baggage that gets in the way every time you've attempted to make a change like this in the past. And those who ultimately want to learn more about your unconscious mind and how simple techniques can help you shift how you see and perceive the world around you. And if that sounds like something that you are in for, then go ahead and go to joinjaina.com or visit www.wetrainminds.com/shift-sales. And you can find an ability to learn more about the program there, as well as an ability to enroll and get started. And so if there was something in today's episode that you really enjoyed that you think a family member or friend would benefit from hearing, please feel free to share this episode with them. I know it would greatly serve them. Also, if you have a request, a question, or a guest recommendation for a future show, feel free to connect with me on either Instagram or YouTube to be able to talk more about that. And if you want to support the show and help it get out to more women who need to hear these messages, then please leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening to. It truly does help. As we wrap up yet another episode of The Connection Equation, take a moment to reflect on what authenticity and true connection means to you. Let these insights marinate, and when you're ready, apply them to your creative journey. Your uniqueness is your superpower. If today's discussion resonates with you, be sure to subscribe and share this episode with a family member or a friend. Until next week, remember, you have the power to turn your greatest adversity into your greatest advantage. Stay true to yourself, stay inspired, and keep creating meaningful connections.